I suppose this year's been amazing so far. We've won the Ulster title now, and I suppose that's forgotten about now. You know, all eyes is on the All Ireland, so it was a big step now, Dublin. So please God, we can get over the line.
And you're going into it in a fair degree of confidence after that extra time win over Kildare.
Definitely. That was a massive result. I suppose getting into Croke Park, and winning, under the circumstances was brilliant. Kildare, I suppose, were probably the fittest team all year. To come out of Ireland and to kind of get over the line was a massive bonus for us. And with 50,000, it's great. And stand us.
Where's that belief come from, Dermot?
Purely from the training field, I suppose. We've been doing a lot of work as such, and Jim's brought that real belief into us, and it's massive, and it's stuck to us all year, really. And we've only lost to Leash this year, and that probably says a lot, the belief in the squad. So it's massive,
And what about yourself? You've been sort of used largely in the last few games as an impact sub.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
It's good. I'm enjoying it. I'm just enjoying the buzz, really. It's great to get in there. As I said, the squad is, fighting for places there. It's crazy at the minute. And, I just have to work hard on myself. And, if I'd start or whatever, I don't really mind, as long as I get in there, and I suppose just help the team, best I can. And that's the main one.
You only made your senior debut, I suppose, about 15 months ago.
Yeah.
It's been some transformation in 2011 to what you experienced last year.
Oh, it's been great. Jim, I suppose, brought that bit more professionalism into it, and the team have huge belief in him, and he has huge belief in us, and I think that's the main thing that probably brought us to where we are the last four in Ireland, and it's massive for us.
And what about the prospect of playing in front of the Dubs, in front of 80,000 at Croke Park?
As I said, it's what you dream of. I'm looking forward. Some nights there you wake up and you just get that wee buzz, we're going to play Dublin, and I suppose that's what you dream of. So we're really just going to go in there now, look forward to it. But I suppose, at the end of the day, we want to be in that All-Ireland final. I think that's the main one.
It was said of Donegal, I suppose even before the Ulster final, that if Donegal win the Ulster Championship, that's their year, they'll be happy enough with that. But that certainly isn't the case.
No, that's not the case, not at all. I suppose Ulster's kind of forgotten about now. We're in the last four and people are thinking Sam Maguire this thing, but that's not what it's about now. Dublin stand in our way. They want that cup. They've been gutted there down the last few years. They've lost a few big semi-finals as such, so they're definitely not going to want to lose this one. So as I say, they stand in their way, and I suppose we stand in their way, so it's going to be a real battle.
And where do you see the big challenge coming from Dublin?
I suppose everywhere, up front probably their main threat, with the Brogans and Connolly there. They're playing really well, they're fast and they're quick, and I suppose all over the field, their mental ability, their focus, they're just really strong at the minute, they're really fit. So we just have to match them on the day, and hopefully we can get our own performance, and that's the main one.
You suffered championship hurt at the final hurdle at the hands of Dublin last year.
Yeah.
That's not something you want to repeat.
No, definitely not. No, I suppose you wake up now some nights, you still think of that, and it does, it sickens you, I suppose, as such. You get that wee sinking feeling in your heart, they probably ruined one of our best days, in Donegal football. But it'd be great, if we win now the next day, to get over the line, and hopefully that there memory will go. So it'd be great.
We're into August now. You're still in the championship. Yep. Normally at this stage of the year, you read about teams that are losing players with injury, but in the last few weeks, Donegal have had Christy Tighe and Eamon McGee, two very experienced championship players, and also in the last couple of weeks, your own club mate Liam McLoone coming back in. That's a serious three players to welcome back into the squad.
It's massive. It's great to have them back now. I suppose they've been unlucky with injuries, and Christy's shown what he's made of. It's great to have him back. He's flying there training now, and he's pushing hard for that 15 spots on the field. So it's great to have Leo back there too. He's pushing hard, and it's great for Eamon too. Eamon's had a tough year of it, and it's just fantastic to get them three men back.
On a final note, Donegal came into 2011 with confidence shattered. What did Jim say at the outset that has got that together?
It's hard to know. I suppose when the first night he met up with us, we did say we'd be Ulster champions, and I suppose there was a lot of faces laughed at that night, saying not a hope, and it was probably the same Donegal thing. But no, Jim's brought it into us this year. We are the best team in Ulster now, and Jim wants us to win this All-Ireland. It's not about going out now against Dublin to make up the numbers. It's about going out there now, perform, and get that All-Ireland spot.